Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're hearing from Roscoe Darrell Bennett, a local attorney with vivid stories of his childhood growing up in the area, and he's sharing his particular unique story about a discovery he made of the Laterno Dairy and his experiences as a young boy with exploring around the Sabine River.
My name is Roscoe Darrell Bennett. I go by Darrell. My story is back in the 1950s. I was born in 48, so I was about 7 or 8 years old. My daddy had a friend that we would go over to their house and eat sometime on Sundays. Me and my dad and my mom, and I'm sure my other siblings probably. And I hadn't thought about this in years, and it was down a place called Tally Road. I remember that road. And it was, someone said it was Laterno Bottom on the Sabine River. And my daddy was friends with the family, and I don't remember their names at all. But I just remember going there. And the road is somewhere down past Wanda's convenience store or next to on the access road on I-20. And my wife makes a peanut brittle called Roscoe's Peanut Brittle. And she sells it there. And I was in the courthouse annex in Hallsville doing a traffic ticket for a guy one day. This was about a month or so ago. And he come over and asked me, said, "I know you from somewhere. Where I know you?" I told him my name. He said, "Yeah." Said, "I remember you." Said, "I live there behind Wanda's, and you sell your peanut brittle there." I said, "Yeah. It's not mine, but it's my wife's, but it's got my name." And we got to talking, and he used to be married to Wanda. I don't know his name. I forgot his name. And I got talking. I said, "You know, there used to be a road somewhere past there called Tally Road. Is that right?" He said, "Yeah, there is. Why?" I said, "Well, I've always, when I've delivered to Wanda's, I wanted to go down there and find it." I said, "Back in the 50s, I would go there with my mom and dad when I was about 7, 6, 7, 8 years old. And I don't remember the man's name, but Daddy was friends with this man who ran this dairy." He said, "Yeah, you don't know the story of that dairy?" I said, "No, I have no idea." He said, "Well, let me tell you. I was raised up by it." He said, "The dairy was started by Laterno in the late 40s, early 50s when he came here and started Laterno. And he was from Minnesota. And he started this dairy not for the dairy, he started it for wayward boys in Minnesota." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I don't remember the old man's name that he was old to me then." And he said, "No," he said, "I don't either, but," he said, "you know the reason he was down here?" I said, "No, I have no idea." He said, "Well, he said, "he had a grandson who was part of these boys. And he got the job from Laterno in Minnesota, and came down here to run the dairy because his grandson was down here." And said, "That's the reason it was started." And the boys there, he said, there was about 50 there at one time. They ran the dairy. They did the milking and everything. But, you know, I remember some kids there, but, you know, they were older than me. I didn't pay any attention. I don't guess I even went down to the dairy, but I knew there was one there. And so I got back to the office that very day, and I tried to call the newspaper and tell them, "You know, there's a great story out here about this dairy Laterno started." I said, "No, as far as I can tell, nobody's ever remembers it. You know, it's a part of our history." And so nobody ever called me back. I left a message. The very next day, y'all had an article, I believe, on the front page of the Longview newspaper about doing these podcasts. And I said, dang, that's a great way to get this out.